谢谢你阿爸。
那位是我的爸爸。Especially when you talk about the children's handbells, I feel like I need to perform something to not let everybody down.
当他讲说今天有守灵的表演的时候，我感觉好像如果其他人不能表演，好像我需要表演一样。
And now that I have some extra time, I feel the pressure to finish on time. So.
所以既然他给我多这几分钟的时间，今天我好像特别需要努力的在这个把讲道准时结束。
But let's go ahead and come together and let's just ask the Lord to help us through this time this morning as we are going to study His Word and seek Him to be our teacher, shall we?
让我们在讲到开始之前，让我们一起来到主的面前来寻求神的带领，让我们能够借由他的话语的宣讲，能够更多的来认识他。
Lord, we thank you for your word because your word is so rich.
主，我们感谢你赐给我们你的话语，因为你的话语是丰盛的。
And even in this passage that we're going to be studying today, Lord, I'm afraid that we can't even plumb the depths of it.
今天我们所要查看的这一段经文，主觉得今天的时间也许不够，让我们能够真正好好的将它能够深思。
But Lord, I know that as you've led me to pray and study through this passage, Lord, you've brought hopefully some golden nuggets to share with your people this morning.
但是主，当你将这段经文带到我的心中，让我为弟兄姐妹们预备的时候，主愿意你自己有你自己的心意和你的话语能够来向我们传讲。
Lord, we ask that you give us a soft heart that's ready to be shaped by you.
主，我们求你能够赐给我们灵里面一颗柔软的心，让我们能够预备好的来接受你的话语。
And give us a hungry heart that wants to be fed by your word.
让我们有一颗切慕你话语的心。
And give us a heart that's open to the free moving of the Holy Spirit as you, Lord, let the Holy Spirit this morning be our teacher and our guide.
让我们预备好自己，当圣灵在我们的心中动工的时候，愿圣灵亲自做我们的教师。
We pray that the words that are shared this morning, Lord, that I come before you with fear and trembling, so that these words are your words, Lord.
当我今天将你的话语带给弟兄姐妹们的时候，主让我是用一颗这个战惊的心，因为这是你的话。
And most importantly, that you would illuminate Christ in our midst.
最重要的主是我们今天聚集在一起的时候，我们能够高举我们的主耶稣基督。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So I was thinking that this morning we might talk about some family rules.
所以今天早上我想我们一开始的时候我们可以讲讲一些我们在家里面的一些家规。
Because we all have rules in our family, right?
我相信我们每一个人在家里面都有一些家规，是不是？
At a lot of Asian families, what's a very common rule when you come into the house? What do we usually do?
特别是中国人的家庭，对不对？我们有很多的规矩。
What do you do?
譬如说，我们进门第一件事情就开始要有一个规矩，我们要做什么呢？
So, right, you take off your shoes.
需要把鞋子脱掉。
Even to the point where, when I grew up, most of my friends were not Asian.
在我成长的过程当中，我大部分的朋友事实上都不是亚裔的。
And then going into the house, I would take off my shoes.
所以我去他们家的时候，我就先把我鞋脱了。
And from my friends to their parents, like, put your shoes back on.
但是我的朋友和他们的父母都跟我讲，赶快把你鞋穿上。
And I would feel like I'm doing something bad walking around the house with my shoes on.
但是我觉得我穿着鞋子在他们家里面走来走去，心里面觉得非常的不安。
And when James was my roommate for a while,
James 跟我大学的时候，我们是做室友的时候。
Then I got in the habit to actually wear my shoes around the house. That it's okay to wear my shoes.
可是到那个时候呢，我在家里面穿鞋已经变成我的习惯了。
But James was still used to his family rules.
可是 James 他还是习惯他自己家里面的习惯。
And we'd be sitting down eating together.
所以我们坐下来一起吃饭。
And he'd see my shoes on.
他就看到我还穿着鞋。
And he would say, 你还没有回家。
他就说 ，He'll say, "You're not home yet, are you?"
You got to take your shoes off before you're home.
因为你鞋子没脱，表示你还没回家。
The other rule that I remember growing up in my family, my parents made sure that when we ate dinner together, first we always ate dinner together.
那另外一个我记得我们家的家规，就是我从小长大，我们的习惯就是我们一家在一起都是坐下来吃饭的。
But we're not allowed to watch the television.
那吃饭的时候呢，规定是不准看电视的。
So we could talk together.
所以我们可以有一些交谈。
And I've adopted that rule in my household as well.
现在我自己有了家庭，我们的家中也是有这样的一个家规。
We do not watch TV when we're eating together as a family.
我们吃饭的时候，我们是不看电视的。
Unless there's a Laker game on.
除非湖人队在打篮球。
What are some specific rules that you have in your family?
那你们在你们的家中有一些什么特别的家规呢？
Some of the other rules that I have with my wife and I, with our children, is one rule started when Bethany first started playing soccer.
那我跟我太太在家中定了一条规矩是、Bethany 她开始在踢足球的时候。
And believe it or not, when she first started, she didn't like it.
事实上她刚开始学足球的时候她并不喜欢。
And she didn't want to go back.
她不愿意再回去踢球。
And so I shared her a rule of our family.
我就教了他一条我们家里面的家规。
I said, don't quit.
我说你不可以放弃。
Keep trying.
你要继续努力。
And then her and I are sitting in the car driving to soccer and we do a little chant together.
所以呢我们开车去、踢足球的时候我就跟他我们就一起我们就、互相鼓励。
We'd say, don't quit.
我说不放弃。
And she would say, keep trying.
他就会说继续努力。
And I said, don't quit.
我说不放弃。
And she would say, keep trying.
他说继续努力。
And today she's at a soccer tournament. So.
今天她在一个、足球的竞赛。
Another rule in my family that I put in place was、an Army Ranger code.
另外一个在我们家中我定的一个家规是、这个、是在这个陆军当中他们特种部队的用的一个口号。
And the code says never ever leave a man behind.
他们说、他们这个美国的军人特种部队说我们永远不会让我们的一个士兵，我们不会放弃我们任何一个士兵。
So even as we're taking off our shoes in the garage, going into the house, all the kids would be scrambling and reminding us, "Never leave a man behind. Wait for me."
所以当我们在要出门的时候，大家鞋子穿好了，已经要上车了，总会有一个孩子在后面还在急着把自己的鞋穿上，他们就会大叫一声，不可以让任何一个人留下来。
One time, Abby.Had somebody at the church leave her behind, one of her friends.
有一天呢 ，Abby 在教会里面，她在玩的时候，结果她跟她玩的一群朋友都跑走了，就把她留下来了。
And she came to me, and she was so sad, and she said, "You're not supposed to leave a man behind."
她跑过来到我的面前，她哭着跟我说，这些小朋友做的不对，因为我们不应该留下任何一个人的。
Isn't everyone supposed to follow this rule, Daddy?
她说，不是每一个人都知道这个规矩吗
？And I had a teacher that day that.She is part of the Liu family.
所以那一天呢，我需要教她，你是刘家的一个孩子。
And I had a teacher that she has to follow this rule because she is a Liu.
那你需要遵守这个规定，因为你是一个刘家的孩子。
And they're not Liu, so they don't have to follow this rule.
但其他的人，他们不是刘家的一份子，所以他们并不一定要遵守这个规矩。
Well, today in our passage, if we turn our Bibles open to Ephesians chapter 4, this is along the lines of what Paul is going to be teaching us this morning.
今天早晨呢，我们所要看的经文是在以弗所书第四章，保罗在这边的教导也是如此。
So let's turn our Bibles open to Ephesians chapter 4, and we'll be teaching this morning from Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 16.
今天早晨我们、所要教导 的经文是从以弗所书第四章第一到十六节。
So if you look through really quickly this short letter that Paul was writing to the church or the churches in Ephesus, how many chapters do we see in the book of Ephesians?
如果我们很快地翻一下以弗所书这一卷书是蛮短的一本书卷，这个一共有几章呢
？Six, right?
一共有六章。
And the very commonly accepted division in this book is chapters 1 through 3 form one section, and then chapter 4 transitions to the next section 4 through 6.
那绝大部分的解经的方式呢，是将以弗所书分成前后两段，第一段是第一到第三章，第二段是第四到第六章。
How do we know that?
我们怎么知道是这样子分呢
？Even in verse 1, we see Paul writing, "I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called."
我们从第一节就可以看见，保罗在这边说：“我为主被囚的劝你们。” 既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
The best Bible scholars will tell you that whenever you see the word therefore, you should always ask the question, what is it there for?
这个神学家他们都会告诉我们，如果我们看见圣经里面讲既然什么事情的时候，我们要问的一个问题就是，这个为什么要讲既然？那表示之前是不是讲了些什么事呢？
And it is pointing to what is right before, what's preceding that, that it's very important, and the word therefore transitions to something that is based on those things.
也就是说，因为之前一些很重要的一些资讯已经讲清楚了，讲明白了，所以现在既然我们已经了解了，我们才会既然接着讲接下来的事情。
What Paul does very commonly is in the first part of his letters, chapters 1-3,He's reminding the church who they are in Christ.
保罗在第一到第三章的时候，他特别注重的就是要跟信徒们解释明白什么样叫做一个在主里面的一个信徒。
This is what Christ has done for you.
他说这是主耶稣基督为你成就的。
This is who you are in Christ.
他解释明白告诉信徒们你在主耶稣基督里面的一个身份是如何的。
Then he transitioned to, therefore you should do these things.
然后接下来呢，要环接下一部分呢，他就说，既然如此，你们应该这样子，这样子。
Only because of chapters 1-3, then you should be doing these things in chapter 4-6.
因为你了解了第一到第三章的内容，所以你接着要做第四到第六章的事情。
And if we spend too much time teaching in 4-6 without teaching chapter 1-3, all we're going to learn is how to do all the right things and not do these certain things. We don't really know why we do these things.
所以如果我们只查考第四到第六章，我们所能学到的只不过是怎么样的去做事。做做做，但是呢，我们没有办法了解我们是为了什么来做。
It's easy for Christians to just keep doing things and keep doing things, right?
因为对基督徒来讲，做事情好像是很容易的一件事情。我们就是不断的在做做做。
Even coming to church, we just come to church and we do certain things.
甚至来教会也是如此。我们来教会就是做这做那。
But that's like Abby's friends not being a part of the family, just trying to follow those rules, but she's not part of that family.
那如果我们只是如此行的话，我们就像 Abby 一样，就像他的朋友一样，就是你虽然不是属于他的这个家庭，但是你在努力的遵守他们家的家规。
If we keep doing things, a lot of times we forget why we're supposed to do them.
我们在教会里面，如果我们所注重，我们所忙着只是做事情，我们却不知道为什么而做，那我们就出错了。
And that's why we have to always be reminded of chapters 1-3.
所以我们需要常常的提醒我们自己第一到第三章里面的内容是如何。
Does that make sense?
听得懂吗？
Okay. Let's look at a few examples in just chapter 1-3. I'm going to go through these pretty quickly.
所以我们看一些第一到第三章里面的一些例子。
For instance, we can see in chapter 1 verse 3 that because of Christ, we've been given spiritual blessings.
举例子来讲，在第一章第三节里面，我们看见因为主耶稣基督的缘故，我们在主里面已经有从天上赐下来属灵的福气。
Also in chapter 1 verse 7, we can see that those who are in Christ have redemption and forgiveness.
同样的，我们在第一章第七节里面，我们也可以看见因为主耶稣基督的宝血，我们的过犯，我们的罪可以得到赦免。
Wow, and then look at chapter 1, verse 13. Those who are in Christ have the Holy Spirit given to them.
我们再看第一章第十三节，当一个人信了之后，作为神的儿女之后，我们所接受的是圣灵。
And then look at chapter 2, verse 4 and 5.
如果我们看第二章第四和第五节，
chapter 2, 4 and 5 will say,Those who are in Christ once were dead, but because of Christ, now you are made alive, you're new.
我们就看见一个人，当我们还不认识神之前，我们是死在过犯当中的，但是因着主耶稣基督的宝血，因着他的救恩，我们已经是从死里复活了。
Or verse 13 of chapter 2.
或者我们再继续看第二章第十三节。
Those who are in Christ were once far, but because you're in Christ, now you've been brought near to God.
在不认识主耶稣基督之前，我们是远离神的。但是呢，如今因为我们在主耶稣基督里面，我们靠着他的血，我们已经与神亲近了。
You see, because of all of these things in chapters 1 through 3, Paul then says, therefore, because you are all these things in Christ, therefore, walk, live a life worthy of the calling that you've received.
所以保罗强调我们对第一章到第三章里面内容的认识，就是我们如今已经在主耶稣基督里面了，因为我们已经属于神了。既然如此，既然我们已经是蒙召的，我们的行事与为人才能够与蒙召的恩相称。
What allows you to do chapters 4 through 6?
是什么样的原因致使我们能够把第四章到第六章里面所该行的行出来呢？
All those things that you are because of Christ.
我们能够行这些荣耀神的事，是因为我们已经在主耶稣基督里面。
You have spiritual blessings.
我们有属灵的福气。
You've been forgiven.
我们已经被赦免了。
You've been redeemed.
我们已经得赎了。
You've been dead, but now you're alive.
我们本来是死在过犯当中的，但是如今我们已经是活着的。
You were once far, but now you're near.
本来我们与神是远离的，但是我们如今与他亲近了。
And you once did not have the Holy Spirit to empower you and to lead you, but now you have the Holy Spirit because of Christ.
曾经我们没有圣灵的带领，我们没有圣灵的经历，但是今天因着主耶稣基督的缘故，我们今天已经有圣灵在我们当中。
Therefore, you can live this life.
既然如此，我们可以如此行。
What is chapters 1 through 3?
第一到第三章是什么呢？
What is that?
这是什么？
Do you know what that is?
你知道这是叫什么吗？
It's the gospel.
就是福音。
Because of the gospel transforming you and changing you, you can now do these things.
因为福音进入到你的生命当中了，进入到你的生活当中了，因为你是一个新的生命，如今你才可以如此行。
So I think that was important to set up before we look at our passage today.
我想这一点是非常重要的，我们需要清楚地了解这一点，我们才能继续看第四章里面的经节。
Because remember, this letter that Paul is writing to is to the church or the churches in Ephesus.
因为我们要记得保罗所写的这封书信是给在以弗所的信徒们。
That is for you in this room, that is part of this church, in Rancho Cucamonga.
也就是说也是对在我们此地的教会属于神的儿女的人所写的。
It is for you also as an individual who belongs to Christ.
不但是写给教会的，也是写给我们每一个个人，也就是属于主耶稣基督的每一个得救的人。
So let's look at chapter 4 together.
我们来看看第四章。
And we're going to break chapter 4 into two parts.
我们将第四章我们可以分成两部分。
So if you're taking notes, you could write this down.
所以你可以做一个笔记。
The first part that we're going to look at is verses 1 through 6. There's a natural division there, verses 1 through 6.
第一到第六节是一个很自然的一个分段。
And the first part is a call to maintain unity in the church.
这第一段呢所注重的内容是要在教会里面竭力的保守合一的心。
Okay. So verses 1 through 6, we're going to look at the call of Paul to maintain unity in the church.
所以第一到第六节我们看到的是保罗他呼吁教会里面要竭力保守教会当中合一的心。
Okay, the call to maintain unity.
这是保罗的呼召。
The second part we're going to look at a little later is verses 7 through 16.
那第二段呢就是第七到第十六节。
Where we're going to explore that the Christian community is the place for growth to maturity.
第七到第十六节讲到的是基督徒们在一个群体当中如何的一同的成长。
Okay, so 7 through 16 is going to be looking at the Christian community as the place where we can grow spiritually.
第七到第十六节讲到的是基督徒们如何在群体的生活当中能够在属灵的生命当中有成长。
Okay, so let's look at verses 1 through 6 first.
我们先看第一到第六节。
I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。
With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
Be eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
用和平彼此联络。竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Because there is one body and one spirit.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个。
Just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call.
正如你们蒙召同有一个指望。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all who is over all and through all and in all.
一主，一信，一喜，一神。就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
Let me introduce you to the church or the churches of Ephesus.
我给各位介绍一下，在以弗所的教会是怎么样的一个光景。
Ephesus was one of the most important commercial centers of Asia Minor.
以弗所在小亚细亚那一带，在当时是一个非常重要的一个商业上面的一个渠道。
It was a port city.
它有一个港口。
So there's a lot of trade and a lot of people coming through this city.
所以许多的贸易许多的人群在它这个城市当中进出。
You can think of cities like LA, San Francisco.
你可以想想看像洛杉矶像旧金山。
Like New York.
或像纽约。
Like Hong Kong.
可能像香港。
Like Shanghai.
或上海。
Ephesus was a city like that.
以弗所就像是其中的一个
And these cities that we think about have a lot of different people.
所以在这样的一个城市里面呢，它的这个城市的居民是非常杂的。
And these people have a lot of different backgrounds.
因为这些人是从这个居民是非常的杂，所以他们的文化背景是非常的不同的。
And that was the case with the church that was in Ephesus.
所以在以弗所的教会也是如此，他们的人就是这样的一个背景。
You had Jewish believers.
有一些是犹太人。
You had Gentile believers.
有些是这个外邦人的信徒。
Do you know what you get when you put a lot of different people or types of people together?
所以当你把一群非常背景不同的人摆在一起的时候，你知道会发生什么样的情形吗？
You get all types of opinions, right?
就是你有很多不一样的意见，是不是
？All different ways of doing things.
因为每一个人做事的方法都不同。
You have all different family rules.
每一个人都有他们自己个人的家庭的家规。
And sadly, this is not too different for the church, even though it should not be the case.
那很可惜的就是在教会外面是如此，但是在教会当中也是如此。
In fact, chapter 4, verse 3 would say, Be eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
第三节特别讲到说我们要用和平彼此联络，而且我们要竭力的保守从圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Yeah, the NIV would say, make every effort to maintain or keep to keep the unity of the Spirit.
竭力保守的另外一个翻译的方法呢，就是说要花尽你一切的能力去保守。
So this word originally means be eager, be zealous.
所以呢，这个字在原文里面有一个代表，就是要非常的迫切的去将这件事情做成。
To be actively concerned for, almost a sense of urgency to value unity.
要不断的将这件事情摆在我们的心中，而且要竭力的去追求它，要把这个合一的心做成。
Put your attention to it so that unity will not be jeopardized in the church.
我们需要注意这件事情，使得教会合一的这件事情呢，是可以得到保持。
Sadly, today we live in a culture when people go to church, they always want to see what they can get out of church.
很可惜的就是在今天的教会里面，我们看见许许多的人去教会，但是他们去教会的目的却是要看我可以从这个教会里面得到什么。
And everything from fellowships to Sunday school to even Sunday worship Everyone has an opinion of how it should be done.
不论是团契的聚会，不论是主日学的教导，不论是主日崇拜的形式，每一个人都有他们个人的意见，认为怎么样子做呢，能够把它做到更符合我的心意。
And when the church doesn't satisfy my needs, I'm going to go my own way.
所以当这个教会没有办法供应我的所需所求呢，那我就可以离开这个教会去别的地方。
I'm either one, going to leave the church and find a place that's going to satisfy my needs or do it the way that I want it to be done.
要不然呢，就是我离开教会，这个教会，然后我去另外一个教会，可以更符合我自己的需要。
Or I'm going to actually stay and keep doing it the way I want it to be done anyways.
或者呢，也许我决定留在教会，但是呢，我还是继续我行我素，我就跟教会脱节。
Yet God is teaching us here that if we do not live in unity as a church, we have missed the gospel's impact on our lives.
但是呢，如果我们看这个经文，看圣经，神的话提醒我们，如果我们没有在教会里面达到从圣灵所赐的合一的话，我们就没有完完全全将神要在教会里面所有的心意活出来。
I'm going to say that again. If we do not live in unity as a church, we have missed the impact of the gospel in our lives.
我再讲一次，如果我们在教会里面没有办法符合圣灵的带领，能够在教会里面过一个合一的生活的话，我们就失去了从主耶稣基督那边来给我们福音所带来在我们生命当中的影响。
So remember again, chapters 1 and 3 tell us who we are in Christ.
第一到第三章告诉我们的是我们在主耶稣基督里面的身份，是不是？
Right, we've been blessed.
我们是被神祝福的。
We've been forgiven.
我们被赦免了。
We've been made new, alive.
我们已经是新造的人了，我们有一个新的生命了。
We were once far and now we're near.
我们本来跟神是远离的，现在我们跟他是亲近的。
We now have the Holy Spirit living in us.
现在我们已经有圣灵住在我们心中。
And therefore, as the gospel is transforming us,
所以神的福音已经在我们的生命里面工作，在改变着我们。
Paul's saying we should have an eagerness for maintaining unity.
保罗说，因此我们会有这个意愿，就是我们要去尽力竭力的保守教会当中的合一。
You should desire unity.
这是我们很自然的一个渴慕追求，就是我们要合一。
Now I want to be clear, unity is actually not the goal.
但我要强调一点，就是合一并不是目的。
But it is a necessary byproduct of the gospel's impact on our life. You,
但是合一应该是一个我们因着福音在我们生命当中一个活出来的样式，很自然的一个结果。
Paul is saying, yes, you are a church with a lot of different types of people.
保罗说，你这个教会没错，你们当中有许许多多不同的人，不同的背景。
I look around, we have a lot of different types of people here.
我们教会也是如此，是不是？我们如果看一看，我们教会里面的是各处各方的人和背景来的。
And Paul saying, yes, you have that.
保罗说没有错，这是很明显的。
You have a lot of different opinions there.
你们有很多不同的意见。
You have a lot of different things going on.
你们在教会里面有各式各样的活动。
But in verse 4, he says, but you are one body.
但是呢，第四节他说，但是身体只有一个。
And one spirit.
圣灵只有一个。
Because you're called to one hope.
因为你们被呼召蒙召的这个是同样的一个指望。
You have one Lord and one faith and one baptism.
我们只有一个主，我们只有一个信仰，我们只有一个洗礼。
Be eager to not jeopardize the unity that ought to be there.
我们要竭力的保守这个应该自然而然就有的合一的心。
And I'm sure that we all realize that every family has its problems.
我想我们大家都能够了解这一点，就是在每一个家庭当中，各个家庭都有家庭里面的问题。
Every family has its flaws and weaknesses, right?
每一个家庭也都有他们的缺点，有他们困难的地方。
Does anyone have a family that doesn't have any flaws or weaknesses? Raise your hand.
我们这边有什么人你的家庭是非常的完美，完全没有任何缺陷或困难的呢？
Yeah, so look,
如果是的话，你可以举个手。
Okay, so look around right now.
所以你们看一看。
Is anyone raising their hand?
有没有人举手呢？
Any families that don't have any problems?
有任何家庭他们家庭里面没有问题吗？
Is there a family that has a lot of problems? Don't raise your hand.
还是有任何人你的家庭里面是问题多多，但你不用举手了。
Right, we all know that families have their weaknesses and their flaws.
我们了解在家庭里面，我们会遇到我们的困难，我们有我们的弱点。
But at the end of the day, a family is still a family.
但是呢，一个家庭不论如何还是一个家庭。
In the family, we are devoted to one another.
在一个家庭里面，我们互相之间是相亲相爱的。
In our family, we are concerned for one another.
在一个家庭里面，我们是互相的关怀的。
In our family, we genuinely deeply care for one another.
因为在这个家庭里面，我们是深刻的、深切的为互相的好处而去关心。
Isn't that interesting?
这是不是很有意思的一点啊？
That God actually says that the church is our family.
因为神说教会就像一个家庭一样。
That a family is still a family at the end of the day.
但是家庭不论怎么讲还是一个家庭，是不是？
And we're devoted to one another.
因为不论如何，我们是互相之间，我们都是为着对方的好处而尽力的在做。
And we're concerned for one another.
我们互相关心。
And we have care for one another.
我们互相关怀。
There's love for one another.
我们相亲相爱。
The Bible teaches us that as a family, yes, we may have our flaws and weaknesses.
所以圣经如此的告诉我们，教会就像是一个家庭一样，不错的，它会有它的弱点，它会有它的缺陷。
But we are one in faith.In the one Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
但是因为我们的信仰是同样的一个，我们的主只有一位。
And we are one family.
我们是一个家庭。
But how? How do we maintain or preserve this unity?
但是我们要怎么样子的去竭力的来保守这个合一呢？
When I was young, I actually heard a preacher preach the whole time about we have to have unity.
我记得我年轻的时候曾经听过传道人有一个传道人讲一个信息，讲的就是我们需要合一。
And the unity is like a flag in the church.
那这个合一呢，就像是教会里面的一个旗子一样。
We have to have unity.
我们一定要有这个合一。
For the whole sermon.
整篇道讲的就是我们要合一。
And I kept asking like, how do we do that?
那我记得我心里面就一直在想，我们要如何才能达成合一呢？
And I wanted to be very careful so I don't be a preacher like that just says, let's just have unity.
那我自己今天要很小心，因为我不想要成为就像那个传道人一样，只是讲我们需要有合一。
And the good thing is that the Bible actually gives us the answer if we look at verse 2.
但是呢，如果我们回来看圣经，我们就看见神的话里面已经很清楚地告诉我们，在第二节如此说。
How do we maintain unity?
我们要怎么样能够有合一呢？
With all humility and gentleness.
我们需要在凡事上谦虚温柔。
With patience.
我们要互相的忍耐。
Bearing with one another in love.
我们需要用爱心互相的宽容。
See, notice the first thing that Paul says to the church in Ephesus is humility and gentleness.
我们看见第一跟第二个保罗要我们注意的就是要谦虚和温柔。
Now, if you know me,
如果你们认识，如果你们对我有一些了解的话，
you would know that I'm probably the least qualified to teach on humility and gentleness.
那你们就知道我是一个非常不适合教导关于谦虚和温柔的一个人。
But I'm also glad that I'm not teaching you to be like me.
但是我感谢神的就是我不是要教导你们要来效法我。
Who is the one that we are to look to?
我们要效法的是谁啊？
Did you know that there are only two adjectives that Jesus used in all of Scripture to describe himself?
你们知道主耶稣基督在圣经里面，当他在描述自己的时候，他只用了两个形容词，是哪两个形容词？
In Matthew chapter 11, I believe it's in verse 20.
在马太福音第十一章，我想大概是第二十节的时候。
He says, take my yoke upon you.
他说，你们可以来负我的担子。
And learn from me.
你们要跟我学习。
For I am gentle and humble in heart.
因为我是温柔的，而且我是谦卑的。
Verse 29, chapter 11, verse 29.
是第11章第29节。
There are only two words that Jesus uses to describe himself, and that is humble and gentle.
主耶稣基督形容他自己的唯一的两个形容词就是温和和谦卑。
Paul says,Humility and gentleness preserve unity.
所以保罗说， 我们如果要有合一的心，我们必须要在凡事上互相有谦虚和温柔的态度。
The second thing he says is with patience.
第三点他讲的是我们要有忍耐，或者是要有耐心。
This word patience is the word used in the Old Testament and in the New Testament to describe God, His patience with His people.
在原文里面，忍耐这个字呢，这个词，不论是在旧约或新约里面，有用在神的身上，是讲到神对人的一个耐心。
Listen to the helpful words of Peter O'Brien.
我们来听听看 Peter O'Brien 他怎么样讲。
Because of God's forbearance with them, they ought to act in a similar manner towards others.
因为神对这些人是有耐心的，所以这些人需要用同样的这个耐心来互相对待。
Patience is that long suffering which makes allowance for others' shortcomings.
所谓的忍耐就是当我们看见其他人的短处的时候，我们能够还是不断的对他们有温柔的态度。
Patience is the long suffering that endures when being wronged.
忍耐的意思也是讲到当其他的人对我们造成伤害的时候，我们还是能够继续的用爱来对待他们。
Rather than flying into a rage or a desiring of vengeance.
而不是马上的就怒气爆发，或者是马上就要想到怎么样子去向对方有报复的行为。
Patience is a fruit of the Spirit.
忍耐是圣灵的果子之一。
And it is a necessary quality for maintaining the right relationships within the body of Christ.
而且是一个必备的一个特性，在圣徒当中在神的家中的一个必备的特性。
I couldn't explain that any better, so I just had to use his words.
因为我没有，我觉得这些这个他所用的这些解释已经是好的再也不过了，所以我也没有其他的解释了。
You see, because of God's patience towards us, we can be patient toward others.
因为神是用忍耐来对待我们，因此我们才可以有相同的忍耐或者是耐心来互相对待。
Now I'm specifically talking about this within the church.
那我们讲的这个内容是特别是讲到在教会当中是要如此。
But doesn't this also apply in our husband and wife relationships too?
但是当然在夫妻的关系当中是不是这也是非常实在的。
We have a new couple that's about to be married pretty soon.
我们在我们当中有一对已经订婚的年轻人。
They're going to need to learn about patience, right?
他们需要互相学习忍耐。
And that patience doesn't come from something that we try to muster up ourselves.
那这个忍耐不是我们自己努力想要去把它达成的一件事情。
Once again, this patience is the gospel transforming us from within.
因为这个忍耐，特别在此地讲到的忍耐，是因为福音在我们的生命当中所造成，使我们人能够有所改变的一个自然的表现。
And in that way, we can endure each other's shortcomings.
也只有如此，我们才能够互相的宽容。能够互相的接纳对方的短处。
And the last thing Paul says here is bearing with one another in love.
最后保罗在这边第二节讲到的是我们要用爱心互相宽容。
Paul urges his readers to have an attitude of love in tolerating or bearing the faults and sometimes the difficult personality quirks of others in the church.
保罗在这边所强调的他的重点就是在教会里面特别让信徒们互相是看到其他人的缺点或者是缺陷的时候呢，还能够用爱心来包容他们。
So how do you have an attitude of love for the faults of others and sometimes, I don't even know how you say it in Chinese, the difficult personality quirks of those around you?
那我们要如何能够做成这样的事情呢？特别是我们在人与人之间，就算是在教会当中，我们也可以有这样的一个现象，就是有些人他们的个性就是太难与人跟人相处了。那我们要怎么样去对待？
Or maybe not 难， maybe it's just 很奇怪， right? Maybe it's just strange.
或者这些人他们就是比较奇怪。
Yeah, so I mean, look around you.
你们互相看一看。
There's a lot of different types of people here, right?
我们在此地坐在一起，我们看我们真的是不尽相同。
There's a lot of different personalities.
我们的个性是完全许许多多的个性都是不一样的。
And some are difficult, yes, 很难。
有些人的个性是比较难相处。
Or some are just strange.
可能有些就是奇特。
Maybe not to them, but to you.
对他们来讲，他们并不是有一个奇特的个性，但是对你来讲，他是奇特的。
I'm sure some of you go home after church and you just want to talk about these strange people at church.
我相信可能很多人他们教会聚会完了以后回家整就是讲这个教会其他的人有些什么奇怪的事情。
And you're laughing because you do it.
你在笑，因为你知道你做这样的事。
Right? That's right. But Paul says to his readers, bear with one another in love.
但是保罗提醒信徒的这些话语，他的提醒是说，我们要用爱心来互相宽容。
Have the attitude of love to deal with these people.
我们自己心中是先要需要有爱心来对待这些人。
To bear them.
我们要需要能够宽容接纳他们。
But bearing the faults of each other in love.Because bearing the faults of each other in love preserves the unity.
为什么我们要互相的宽容接纳呢？为什么我们要用爱心去互相对待呢？因为如此我们才能够有合一。
Do you know what I saw when I was praying over this entire week? What is the opposite things of being humble and gentle, of having patience and bearing with one another in love? What is the opposite of that?
我这个礼拜在祷告，在预备这个信息的时候呢，我就在想，谦虚、温柔、忍耐、宽容的相反的一些反应是些什么呢
？What is the opposite of that? The opposite of humility and gentleness and patience and bearing with each other in love is when I lift myself high.
那跟这些个性相对的，就是当我把自己的利益处是摆为首位的时候。
What's the opposite of these things? Me.
因为这些东西与这些相抵触的就是我这个个人。
Myself.
我自己。
My ego.
我的骄傲。
My pride.
我的自大。
That's the opposite of these things.
这就是跟这些相抵触的。
But what we saw from Christ in Philippians chapter 2, the last time I was preaching, was that Christ went lower and lower and lower and lower.
但是上一回我跟弟兄姐妹们分享的时候呢，在腓立比书第二章，我们的主耶稣基督给我们设立的是什么样的榜样呢？他是将他自己更谦卑、更谦卑、更谦卑的在我们的面前过一个生活。
Isn't that our model?
他是我们的一个榜样，是不是？
Because we are called to have this selfless love, a selfless love for one another.
神要我们所拥有的这个爱心是一个无私的爱心。
That's what we're supposed to be doing in this church family.
我们在一个教会的家庭当中，我们互相对待的就是要有这样的态度。
So that's why a lot of you, it's actually easier to not treat the church as your family, right?
所以事实上呢，可能对大部分的人来说呢，不把教会当成家庭是比较容易的。
It's easier to stay away from getting close to people.
事实上，如果跟教会的这些其他的弟兄姐妹们的关系疏远一点，事实上是比较容易的。
Because it gets hard.
因为呢，如果太亲近了，就会变得困难了。
And I know many people over all of these years, actually conversations that I've had with them that said, I don't really need to be close with brothers and sisters, right?
因为我知道在过去这许多年我跟弟兄姐妹们的一些交谈当中我听到一些这样的一个意见就是在教会里面我不需要太努力的跟其他的人有亲密的关系嘛是不是
Because all I need is me, the Bible, and God.
因为我唯一需要的就是圣经、神和我自己这样就够了。
But God's calling is not to a private relationship with him.
但是我们需要了解，神给我们的呼召不是只是一个个人一对一对一的一个关系。
God's calling is not to a private relationship with Him.
神呼召的 这个要我们与他所拥有的这个关系不是只是一对一的。
God's calling is to a life in community with other believers.
神给我们呼召的这个关系是我们要与其他的信徒一起在这个神的身体里面过一样的生活，与他建立的一个关系。
We were made to be with God and to be with other believers.
神创造我们的是为着使我们与他亲近，同时也是为着能够让我们与其他的信徒亲近。
That's why when you go to the retreat, you feel so good.
这也就是为什么我们去退休会的时候，我们都非常的喜欢。
And you're studying God's word.
我们在一起读神的话
and you're seeing the Holy Spirit move.
我们可以看见圣灵在弟兄姐妹们的生命当中做工
and you're talking with brothers and sisters.
我们跟弟兄姐妹们一起分享
and you're opening up to them.
我们将我们的心门敞开
and they're opening to you.
他们也向我们敞开他们的心思意念
and sometimes in tears you're praying for one another.
有的时候我们互相的代祷甚至流泪
and then people say, I love being at the retreat.
那有他们就说我太喜欢在退休会了
Because we were made for that.
因为我们在主耶稣基督里面被造成的就是这样子的一个光景
We were made to be with God.
我们被神创造是使我们能够与他建立关系
And we were made to be with each other.
我们也被神创造使得我们与其他的信徒能够互相有关系
So do you try to avoid the difficult, sticky relationships that are at church?
所以你在教会里面，你会不会因为一些人为的因素，不与一些教会其他的肢体发生关系呢
？Do you try to avoid those kind of difficult and strange people?
是不是你在教会里面一些个性跟你不相配，或者是你觉得合不来的人，你就跟他们疏远呢
？I've done that before.
我知道我曾经是如此的。
So you know when I don't talk to you, you know, just kidding. You know, but we've all done that before, right? We want, but do you do that still?
我相信我们可能或多或少有意无意的都会做这样的事。
Or would you rather be doing things on your own rather than working with others in the church?
或者你在教会里面，你是宁可自己一个人默默的在做你自己的事情，跟其他的人没不发生关系或不合作的吗
？So ask yourself this question this morning.
所以你要问我，你要扪心自问
，In what ways are you helping or hurting the growth of the church in reflecting the unity of the Spirit？
不论是在你做或者是不做的这些事情上面，你是在对教会的增长是让它发生增加它的益处呢，还是使它受到损害？
Are you one of the brothers and sisters that are helping preserve the unity of the church, or you're hurting the unity of the church?
你作为教会的一员，作为教会的一个肢体，你的所作所为，或者是你的所作所为是在帮助教会的增长，是帮助教会其他弟兄姐妹的增长，还是你使他们受益，还是使他们受损呢？
Now let's go ahead and start looking at the second section. We're going to move to the second section here, where.Paul's teaching that the Christian community is a place where we can grow spiritually.
所以我们现在看这第四章这个前半的后半这个第四章的这个后半段就是第七到第十六节。
And we'll look at verse 7 and verse 8 first.
我们先看第七和第八节。
But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives and he gave gifts.To all men.
我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐所以经上说他升上高天的时候掳量了仇敌将各样的恩赐赏给了人
I was asking a dear brother Felix and also James this week that I know in the English when we talk about grace we usually are talking about God's saving grace or the grace to help us through each day
我这个礼拜在准备讲到的时候，我有特别问 Felix 和问 James 一下，就是当我们讲到神的恩典的时候，我们平常对这个恩典这两个字，或者对这个词的概念是到底是什么样子的呢？好像大部分的时候，我们想到神的恩典，我们想到的神是他的救恩、救赎的恩典。
But here, grace has an unexpected meaning.
但是在此地讲到的所谓的恩典，这个蒙到的恩典，事实上是不一样的。
You could have easily translated this passage to each of us, ministry has been given. So instead of grace, he's given us this ministry, this gift for ministry.
这个字从原文翻译的时候翻译成恩，我们蒙恩。事实上我们可以把这个字翻译成说我们个人是从神那边得着了一份工的这个服事。
Some have in fact said that every one of God's children, now not everyone here is God's child, I always want to remind you that, but each one of you who are born again believers, who know that you follow Christ, Jesus has given you a grace gift to minister to others.
也就是说在圣经里面非常清楚的一点就是神赐给每一个属于他的孩子，也就是蒙恩得救的信徒，每一个人都有一个特定的服事。
Do you realize that?
你了解这一点吗？
Each of you have been given a grace, at least one grace gift, to minister to someone else.
你们每一个属于神的孩子，因着神的恩典，都已经神都赐给了你至少一份在教会，也就是神的身体当中能够服事的一个工作。
And Romans 12, 1 Corinthians 12 really provide a lot of meat on the bones for this particular idea of spiritual gifts.
罗马书第十二章，哥林多前书第十二章，特别的深入的讲到属灵的恩赐。
The unity in the church is not because everyone is the same or has the same responsibilities.
所谓在教会里面的服事或者是神赐的恩赐，并不是说我们每一个人都从神那边得到一样的恩赐来服事。
In fact, grace is given to each person of this family so that each person has a different responsibility here.
我们事实上第七节讲的很清楚，我们个人蒙到这个恩典，也就是神所赐给我们服事的恩典，是照基督所量给个人的恩赐，每一个人都不尽相同。
Romans 12:6 actually explains this.
罗马书第十二章第六节讲得很清楚。
We have different gifts according to the grace given to us.
罗马书第十二章第六节他说，我们是按着我们所得的恩赐各有不同。
各有不同。We all have different gifts. 1 Corinthians 12 actually paints one of the most beautiful metaphors of the church, that the church is like a body with many members.
哥林多前书第十二章，他解释神的教会是像什么样子呢？像一个身体，身体的每一个肢体各有不同的部分，有头，有手，有脚。
And the point that God was making to us in 1 Corinthians is every member of our body is important. We need one another.
神在哥林多前书告诉我们，教导我们的就是在教会里面每一个肢体都是重要的，每一个肢体都是必要的。
Some of you may feel, but I'm not that important at this church.
可能有些人觉得说，我在教会里面，我自己觉得好像并没有什么了不起。
But if you are a brother and sister in Christ, we need you.
但是你知道吗？如果你在主耶稣基督里面是一个得救的信徒，你是教会的一份子，你是主耶稣身体的一部分，我们需要你。
And we need you to minister to one another.
我们也需要你与众人互相之间的服侍。
My daughter Abby is, she talks a lot.
我的女儿 Abby 她话很多。
She's like a mouth of the body.
她好像就是这个身体里面的嘴巴。
And we always remind her, use your hands to feed your mouth.
我们常常需要跟她讲，你要用你的手来喂自己。
Stop talking so much because you need your hand to actually feed you.You talk so much, that's why you're so skinny.
他说你只会讲话，你整天嘴巴用来就是讲话，你需要学习用你的手喂自己，所以嘴巴也是用来吃饭的，难怪你这么瘦。
Right, she can't be all mouth.
是不是？她不能只用她的嘴啊，是不是？
Because if she doesn't use her hand, she's going to die.
因为她如果不用手喂自己，她就饿死了。
But you know, Abby's also the heart.
And Abby 呢，她也是一个心。
This morning, we were sitting down for breakfast and we were praying for our food. I was praying for our food.
今天早上我们在吃饭的时候，我为我们的食物谢饭。
And I prayed for the message this morning.
我为今天早晨的信息祷告。
Pray for my wife who's teaching the children.
我为我的太太，她今天在教儿童事工。
And because Bethany is at a soccer tournament, she had to go with the coach's family. And so I pray that God would give her courage because her mom and dad and her family are not cheering for her on the side.
那今天早上 ，Bethany 因为在一个足球的竞赛，所以她我也为她祷告，让她能够有足够的勇气，因为她的父母和她的家人没有在。在球场上帮他加油。
And I said amen.
然后祷完告我说 amen.
And Abby had tears coming down her face.
那 Abby 她就流眼泪。
And mommy said, why are you crying, Abby?
她妈妈就说 Abby 你哭什么呢？
And she says, I didn't know that Gigi will be playing today. And no one in our family is there to cheer her on.
她说我并不知道今天姐姐不会跟我们在教会，他今天要去踢球。然后呢，既然他的家人没有一个人可以在那边为他加油
，because Abby loves to support her sister.
Abby 最喜欢的就是支持她的姐姐。
You always hear Abby on the sideline saying, "You got it, Bethany. You got it."
你常常听见 Abby 在旁边，她给她姐姐加油，说 ，Bethany， 你踢得好，你踢得好。
You got this.
你可以做到。
And this morning she was crying because she says, "I'm not there."
她今天早上哭了，她说我怎么没办法在我姐姐旁边为她加油呢？
And she can't imagine not being there to support her sister.
她没有办法想象如果她姐姐没有她的话怎么踢球。
You see, that's how we need to be with one another.
这是我们互相之间需要有的一个态度。
I need to be here in this body to support each other.
我需要在这个教会的身体当中，为什么？因为我们需要彼此的支持。
I want to do my part to minister to someone else.
我有一份责任，我需要服侍他人。
Do you feel that way?
你有这样的一个心态吗
？That you need to be here.
你觉得你自己在此地是必要的吗
？So that you can minister to someone else.
因为你知道你有一个服侍，在教会里面有人需要你的服侍。
So that you could be a part of this body.
所以你可以真正的成为教会肢体身体的一部分吗
？To make it healthy.
使得这个身体是能够成长的健全。
You see, ministry, the body, unity, all comes together because of diversity.
你知道一个教会，所谓基督的身体，一个教会需要有一个真正的合一。这些观念，如果教会里面是没有不同的背景的人来在一起，就不需要谈这个事情了。
Let's look at verse 11 and 12, and we'll be wrapping up pretty soon.
我们来看看第十二节。
十一节。
我们看第十一节。
And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and the teachers to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ.
他就是主耶稣基督所赐的，有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
There's just three things that we need to get out of this passage right here.
在这段经文里面，我们有这几点我们需要了解。
One, God gave the church leaders gifts, just as He's given everyone gifts.
第一，神在他的教会里面有在教会带领的人的这个身上有特别的恩赐，就如同所有教会里面神的儿女每个人都有恩赐一般。
But their gifts are to equip the saints.
但是他们的恩赐是为着要能够成全圣徒，让他们能够各尽其职。
Who are the saints?
信徒是谁啊
That's all of
圣徒是谁啊
That's all of us.
我们就是圣徒啊
All those who are true followers of Christ.
只要是真正跟随主耶稣的人就是圣徒
Right. So one, the leaders' jobs have been given gifts specifically for one main thing, to equip the saints at the church.
所以在教会里面做带领的人他们从神那边得来的恩赐有一个特别的一个用途就是为着要在教会里面为众圣徒建造他们，使他们能够各尽其职，能够做到他们的服事。
This word equip is these leaders using their gifts to prepare or make complete the saints.
什么样叫做建造圣徒或成全圣徒呢？这个意思就是讲到怎么样将圣徒们在他们的个人的生命当中和在他们的服事上面能够 知道如何的去做，而且能够做得更好。
And sometimes we think of equipping like a soldier for battle.
有的时候我们想到的是，譬如说我们装备一个军人，准备去上战场。
Sometimes we picture a manager who's moving people around into the right places.
或者也许是公司里面一个做经理的，因为公事上面的需要，要将他们的员工要有所调度。
But you know what this word in the Greek actually also is used in the gospel as?
虽然这是我们常想到的一些 用法，但是你知道在圣经里面这个原文，它特别在圣经里面的使用上面是怎么用法呢？
In the gospels, it's the same word when they use the fishermen are repairing their nets. The word equip is also repairing.
这个建造或这个成全，在新约里面讲到打鱼的人的时候，是讲到他们去把他们的渔网修补起来。
It gives this picture of mending or restoring.
也就是说，当他们在预备做他们的事工的时候，也是有也是有去修复、修补。
You see, we see the leaders of the church gifted to build these soldiers. That's kind of an easy concept, right?
如果我们想说在教会里面做带领的，好像去装备军人，这个好像比较容易让我们能够了解。
All the Christians marching off to war.
因为基督这些基督徒都像是神的精兵一样，准备去上战场打仗了。
But how often do we think of these leaders who have been given gifts to do the work of restoring or mending or healing?
但是呢，我们很多时候也许没有想到，在教会里面做带领的服侍的弟兄姐妹们，他们也有从神里面得来的一些恩赐，专门就是做什么呢？就是要修复、修补，做安慰信徒的工作。
How many of you have thought of our church as a place of restoration for the hurting, for the broken?
有多少人当你们想到我们教会的时候，你想到我们是一个会安慰人的教会，让那些心灵受创伤的人可以得到安慰，可以得到扶持、修复的一个地方。
How many of you have thought of the church as a hospital for the sick?
有多少人想到教会的时候，想到教会就像是一个有病的人可以得病得医治的地方
？Because some of you are sick and you're hurting.
因为有些你们当中在座的有些人，你们是生病的，你们是有你们是软弱的。
And we want God's word through the Holy Spirit to be restoring.Your wounds.
我们愿意神借着他的话语来到你的生命当中，能够做到维护、修补、修复、安慰的工作。
And some of you need that this morning.
有些人也许今天早晨需要这一方面。
And I pray that God would be mending your hearts, healing your hearts this morning.
我愿神的话，他亲自的能够来安慰你。
And the second thing that this passage says is that the leaders are been given these gifts to equip the saints for what?
第十二节他说，这些教会带领的基督的这个信徒们，他们为着要成全圣徒，各使他们各尽其职，为着是要什么呢？
For what?
是为了什么呢？
The work of the ministry.
为着是要能够达成神他自己的事工。
See, I think sometimes at our church, we get this picture of serving, serving, serving.
我想很多时候在教会里面，可能我们平常听到太多的信息，就是我们要服侍，服侍，服侍。
I serve as a teacher.
我教主日学，我是在主日学里面服侍。
So I teach the Bible.
所以我教导圣经。
I serve the children in the nursery.
我在这个幼儿这个幼儿的管教方面，我有服侍。
So I help children.
所以我在那边帮助这些孩子们。
I serve as a translator, so I translate.
我是做翻译的，所以我在教会里面的服侍就是做一个翻译。
I serve as a deacon.
我在教会做一个服侍是一个执事。
So I sit in long meetings. I'm just kidding, right?
所以我花很多时间开会。
Okay. But this picture of serving really, yes, it is biblical. We see that.
不错的，在教会当中的服侍是一个符合圣经的一个行为。
But when we use the word that we're not just serving, but we're ministering to one another, there's a little bit of a different picture, isn't there?
但是如果我们除了讲服侍之外，我们还讲，我们用不同的一个字，我们用侍奉， 这个听起来是不是带来不同的意义呢？
When we picture now ministering to someone, we start to have the picture of I'm tending to and I'm caring for this other person, their soul.
因为我们如果对这个字用不同的方法来翻译，用一个不同的观点来了解，我们是说我们在我们的服事当中，我们不是只是做事，我们是在侍奉这些人，他们的需要，这个对我们来说是完全不同的一个感受，是不是？
I'm ministering to their soul.
我服侍这个人，我服侍他，我侍奉他的需要，我侍奉的是他的灵魂。
So I'm not coming to churches to do things.
所以我来教会不是来做事。
I'm actually being equipped to use my gifts to minister to someone else's soul.
我在教会当中，我借着神的话语，我得着装备，得到成全，使得我能够去侍奉他人灵魂上面的需要。
How many of you come to church to think, how can I minister to someone else's soul today?
有多少人来到教会的时候，心里面的一个意愿或想法是，今天我在教会里面，我是要如何的能够侍奉其他人在他们灵魂上面的需要呢？
Yeah, I'm busy making the rice.
我很忙，我要准备煮饭。
I'm busy cleaning up the classroom.
我很忙，我要将我的这个教室打扫清洁。
I'm running to teach my class.
我赶着去上我的课。
And yet maybe for the whole day, I've not thought about it as ministering to someone else's soul.
但是呢，一整天在教会里面忙忙忙，做做做，但是我却没有想到一点，就是我所做的应该是去服侍，去侍奉其他人灵魂上面的需要。
Because as we're ministering to one another's soul, as we're ministering to one another,
当我们互相侍奉，也就是我们互相在灵命上面有所供应的时候呢？
What's the end result?
结果就是什么？
Verse 12,
第十二节，
For the building up of the body of Christ.
我们若如此行，我们就能够建立主耶稣基督的身体。
There are so many books out there that talk about how to grow a church.
你可以在坊间看到许许多多关于教会的书籍，教导人怎么样子让教会能够增长。
But we don't need those books.
可是我们不需要看这些书啊。
Because we have this book.
因为我们已经有神的书了。
And it says when there's ministering among one another, the church is going to grow spiritually.
圣经上面告诉我们，如果我们互相之间在主的身体当中，我们互相服侍，神的身体自然就会成长。
And if you look at verses 13 to 16 on your own,
你如果自己有时间读13到16节，
you will see that this is what leads to individual spiritual maturity.
你也会看见，如果一个人如此行，他个人在神在主耶稣基督里面的灵命也就会得到成长。
So that's the picture that Paul has laid out for us.
所以这是使徒保罗给我们看见的一个景象。
Look at all that you have been given in Christ.
看看我们自己从主耶稣基督那里领受到了多少的事，多少。
Spiritual blessings, forgiveness, Holy Spirit, being made alive.
属灵的福气，圣灵的供应。我们从死里复活。
Live, therefore, a life worthy of the calling that you have received.
既然如此，我们的生活，在主耶稣基督里面的生活，就应当与我们蒙召的恩相称。
With everything that you have, preserve the unity within the church, with all these different people.
也因此，我们需要尽心竭力的在教会里面，与这些跟我们完全不相同的人，能够达成合一。
By lowering yourself.
因为我们互相谦卑
，with humility and gentleness，
我们互相温柔的待彼此相待
，with patience，
我们要互相的有爱心和耐心
，and bearing with one another in love， even when you've been wrong，
我们需要学习互相的包容，甚至当其他的人伤害我们的时候，我们还需要我们还需要不将他们的缺点藏在我们的心中
，or even if they're so strange，
或甚至他们就是跟我们合不来。
Isn't this a beautiful picture of what God has given to us?
如果我们在教会里面可以看见这样的景象，这是不是从天上来的一个福分，是神所赐的呢？
I'm going to ask you to think about this one thing that I used to ask the managers who used to work for me.
我想要各位想想这件事情，这是我以前在工作的时候呢，我要求我底下的人做的一件事。
We always look at the people working for us.
我们常常看见，我们常常想到的是为我们做事的人。
Is that person part of the building crew? Or is that person part of the wrecking crew?
那我们心里面想的就是这个人是在这个整体上面来讲是一个有贡献的人呢，还是是一个做毁坏的，一个是毁坏的人。
Are you desiring to use your spiritual gift from the Lord to be a builder in this church?
你愿意使用神所赐给你圣灵的恩赐来在神的教会当中做建造的工作吗？
Or do you want to stay away and be part of the wrecking crew?
还是你想要离开这个教会的肢体，然后成为毁坏教会工程的一个人呢？
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, I pray that your spirit has been our teacher and our guide this morning.
天父，我们感谢你，因为今天早晨我们知道我们愿意圣灵亲自做我们的教师。
Oh Lord, would you help us to have the heart to want to be a part of the building crew of this church?
主，求主你让我们每一个人都有一个心愿，就是我们愿意在教会的建造的工程上面有一份。
Not just because we feel like we're strong enough to muscle through it.
不是只是因为我们自己靠着自己的毅力去把这件事情达成。
But that because in chapters 1 through 3, you are the one who has made us alive.
而是因为我们想到在第一章到第三章里面告诉我们，我们是因着主耶稣基督而有这个活的生命。
You are the one who empowers us with the Holy Spirit.
是你赐给我们力量，在让我们在圣灵里面有力量来服事。
And you are the one who has given us a gift to minister to someone else's soul.
是你赐给我们恩赐，使得我们能够使用这些恩赐来服事他人灵命上面的需要。
Lord, we pray for your grace upon this church.
神，我们求你赐予我们恩典，恩待我们。
You love this church more than we love this church.
主，我们知道你爱这个教会比我们爱他还更甚。
And I'm so thankful for that.
我们为此深深的献上感谢。
Would you pour your blessings upon us in abundance?
主，愿你丰盛的恩典赐予我们。
Not for our selfish gain.
不是为了我们个人自我的所需所求，
But in order for us to be a blessing to others.
乃是使我们能够成为他人的一个福分。
We pray this in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ.
我们这样祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.